Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with BASF field representative Rocky Napier about their partnership with Murray State University.
You guys have a great partnership. Let's talk a little bit about that partnership with Murray State.
Certainly. It began in 2000 when a couple of us approached Dr. Brandon about doing agronomics, cropping plots here, and getting more into the agronomics of things for the region and for his college students as well.
You guys have been able to test a lot of things, do a lot of research here on the farm, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. We've been through a lot of different products. We go by all the way back to the Clearfield corn. The Lightning was the brand name of the product back then. The onset of fungicides, the real use of a lot of fungicide use began right here on this farm with introduction of Headline on corn, wheat, and soybeans. And we came to the market through research with the correct timings for applications of fungicides to get the most yield out of the acre rather than a shotgun approach. So we pretty well had it buttoned down before we ever went to the farm with it.
Sure. How important is a partnership like this for BASF with Murray State to do the research you do here?
I mean, you know, the old adage, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. This has been really beneficial, I think, for both parties, BASF and Murray State University. When we first started, the class size, the agronomy class size, was probably in the 50 to 60 pupil range. Now it's over, I think Tony's number is somewhere 140 or 50 students in the agronomy program here. And it's been very beneficial from us, from a company standpoint. We get to do the research, but more than that, Dr. Ferguson will bring classes out and walk through the plots with them, and we'll meet with them at any time they need to or want to. But the end result is we've been able to do more localized regional research that benefits the local farmers and their operations.
This year has been kind of an interesting year. I know you guys have done plot tours here before at Murray State and done some things like that. This year you had been a little challenged. You had to do things a little differently. How's it worked this year?
Actually, it's actually worked out real well from the standpoint. We've held our group size to 10 or less, and it's been more personal. You've got that small group. They can meander through the different plots, look at the treatments, ask questions, and they just feel more comfortable to open that dialogue and ask questions and really dig into what they're looking at and really to what some of their problems are and possible solutions that they see here. So it's actually been a benefit. More work, but I feel like the plots, the tours have been more beneficial to those that have come.
You represent farmers in Kentucky and Tennessee. Pretty big area there you work with, right?
Yeah, I do. I cover three counties in Tennessee, and I'll take in all of the purchase area up to Union County, Kentucky.
And we realize we have a little connection here. You went to more Western, you're a Hilltopper just like me.
We're Go Big Red. That's it.
That's right, Go Big Red.
Yeah.
Our guest today on Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut, BASF field representative Rocky Napier. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.